Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
Now it's time to take a sports break, a look at sports history on a daily basis. Hello, my friends in sports history. This is Darren Hayes of the Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. Welcome once again to the Pigpen, your place for all things great in sports history. And we have a sports break. We're going to talk about the greatest sporting events across the globe for August 20th throughout history. And we're going to talk about those great players that did these great acts of athleticism, as well as their jersey numbers if they wore them. We're going to talk about jerseys number 4, 5, 15, 41, 44, 3, jersey number 20, 28, 18, 37, 9, uniform number 16, 24, 21, 13, and number 16. Starting off in 1912, August 20th, Washington Senators future Baseball Hall of Fame pitcher Walter Johnson won the American League record 15th straight game, beating the Cleveland Naps 4-2 in the nightcap. Carl Cushion no-hit the Naps 2-0 in six innings. Not a very good day for the Cleveland Naps hitters. August 20, 1915, Chicago White Sox obtained Shoeless Joe Jackson from the Cleveland, and in return, they gave up Robert Roth, Larry Chappell, and Ed Klepfer, and $31,500. But Jackson later would be involved in the Black Sox scandal in 1919. And speaking about the year 1919, well, how about Wichita outfielder Joe Wilhoit of the Western League failed to get a hit, ending his 69-game streak. He had 155 hits in 299 at-bats for a .505 average up to that point in the season. August 20th, 1920, the American Professional Football Association, also known as the APFA, formed, and Jim Thorpe was installed as the league's president. Later, it became, 2 years later, in fact, the National Football League, or NFL as we know it by today. August 20th, 1938, the New York Yankees future Baseball Hall of Fame first baseman Lou Gehrig, number 4, smashed a record 23rd and final Grand Slam in an 11-3 win over the Philadelphia A's at Shibe Park. Next, we turn the calendar pages to August 20th, 1945, and there was a 17-year-old Brooklyn Dodgers utility man, Tommy Brown, who wore number 5, became the youngest player to hit an MLB home run in Brooklyn's 11-1 rout of the Pittsburgh Pirates at Ebbets Field that day. August 20th, 1957, Chicago White Sox hurler Bob Keegan, number 15, no-hit the Washington Senators in a 6-0 rout and win for the White Sox. August 20th, 1958, Chicago Cubs used their first baseman, Dale Long, who wore number 8 that year, as their first Major League lefty catcher since the year of 1906. Quite a long drought there without a left-handed catcher. August 20th, 1965, Eddie Matthews, who wore number 41, and Hank Aaron, number 44, they were teammates from 1954 to 1965, and they were crushing balls over the wall, and they surpassed the total number of home runs that Babe Ruth, number 3, and Lou Gehrig, number 4, tag-teamed with the Yankees earlier in Major League Baseball history. The Braves pair walloped 772 home runs while playing together on that same team. August 20th, 1974, a Nolan Ryan pitch was clocked at a record 161.6 kilometers per hour. In English terms, that's 100.4 miles per hour. The legendary pitcher wore number 30 for the California Angels that season. August 20th, 1980, the New York Yankees' Bob Watson, number 28, nailed the Seattle Kingdom speaker with the ball hit from his bat for the second time in 2 days. On August 20th, 1980, Pittsburgh Pirates center field speedster Omar Moreno, number 18, robbed a record 70 bases for the third consecutive season in the National League. August 20th, 1980, the Cleveland Indians pitcher number 37, Dan Spillner. He had a 5.45 ERA and was two outs away from a no-hitter when the Chicago White Sox rookie Leo Sutherland singled, breaking up the no-no for Mr. Spillner. That would have been quite a feather in his cap, you know, with such a high ERA and getting that no-hitter. August 20th, 1982, Don Lever became the first captain of the NHL's New Jersey Devils. He would wear number 9 on the Devils sweater that year. August 20th, 1985, Dwight Gooden, number 16 of the New York Mets, struck out 16 batters on his way to a 13th consecutive win. With that, Gooden became the first National League pitcher to strike out 200-plus batters in his first two seasons. August 20th, 1989, New York Met Howard Johnson, number 44, joined Barry Bonds, number 25, as well as number 24, Willie Mays, hitting 30 home runs and to steal 30 bases in a single season. August 20th, 1990, New York Yankees Kevin Moss, number 21, became the quickest MLB batter to reach 15 home runs in about 132 at-bats. August 20th, 1991, Miami Dolphins quarterback Dan Marino, number 13, passed Joe Montana, number 16, as the highest paid NFL player with a 5-year extension for $25 million back in 1991. And that is your history for today in sports. Glad that you could join us. We hope that this gave you a little bit more of an education, having those jersey numbers along with the players and remembering those great events that happened throughout history on August 20th. If you want more sports history, go to SportsHistoryNetwork.com, JerseyDispatch.com, or PigskinDispatch.com. We have all your history, and, you know, 30-some podcasters on Sports History Network just bringing you all kinds of great information that you can share with others. So till tomorrow, everybody, have a great sports history day. Sorry, but my pitching coach just called timeout, and he's coming out to the mound. I think I'm going to get yanked for reliever. We'll see you back tomorrow for some more great sports history on Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. We invite you to check out our websites, jerseydispatch.com and pigskindispatch.com. Not only see the daily sports history, but to experience the preservation of great events and people that play the games. Find us on Pigskin Dispatch. It's also on social media outlets of Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel. Get all your daily sports history. Pigskin Dispatch is happy to be associated with the Sports History Network, the sports headquarters of yesteryear, found at sportshistorynetwork.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Each week, the Official Football Learning Academy podcast will take you deep into the history of pro football through interviews with players, coaches, or administrators in the NFL, as well as interviews with Pro Football Hall of Fame selectors, authors, and historians. You'll learn how the game evolved and important moments that shaped the sport into what it is today. And don't miss the Pro Football History Nugget of the Week. Listen to the Official Football Learning Academy podcast on the Sports History Network.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.